Eagles.
Good morning. It is 10 a.m. We are here today, December 13, 2017, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907, the DNA building in Hagatnik, Guam, for the scheduling conference of OPAPA 17-010, Cortec International Corp. versus Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officer Anthony Camacho and public auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hachinova and Jared Hernandez. Will appellant Cortec please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Anita Ariola for Cortec International Corporation. No institutional representatives are with me today.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, Assistant Attorney General Tom Keeler. Also present is DPW's Deputy Director Andrew Young-Burrell.
Thank you. We may proceed.
All right. So, are both parties in receipt of the decision on the appellant's motion for sanctions?
Yes.
All right. So, hopefully nobody got all their witnesses here today. Apologize for the late notice, but it did take quite a while to go through the rather voluminous record in this case to make that determination that I made yesterday. So, of course, just to summarize, Mr. Keeler, I basically sustained and found true Ms. Ariola's contentions that the four DIS CDs did not contain the entire procurement record which you provided to the OPA as stated in that decision. So that was very clear. Now it took, just so you know, 7 hours to make that finding. And it took me personally to go through quite a voluminous record and compare them to the voluminous documents on all of those CDs. So not a light finding. Do you have an exact copy of what you provided to the OPA in hard copy?
On a hard copy, no.
Okay, well, you did provide the OPA.
We provided the OPA hard copies on a substantial amount of it and then some CDs.
Okay, well, I'm most particularly concerned with the boxes of the hard copies. I counted about four of them. They're kind of marked irregularly, okay? I just called them AB, there really wasn't a box marked C. That's a box that had documents A through whatever, K through whatever, 1 through 4, okay? And then I just called it box D because somebody had actually put numbers or made an attempt to order those particular documents, most of them emails, D's 1 through whatever, you know. But in any event, how do you want your copies, Ms. Ariola?
I'd like to save some trees. I'll take CDs.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Unless
I'm about to order him to provide you hard copies, but
there. Save some trees.
Save some trees.
Please.
And here's why I do not want to go through this again. Let me just warn you, Mr. Keeler.
Now,
in the last part of the decision, I was this close, and I mean this close. I'm looking at an inch here. 1 inch. That close to granting her motion for sanctions, which would have denied DPW from presenting evidence in support of its defenses. That close. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Which means, especially because I had ordered you on January 8th to provide, November the 8th, to provide these documents. The reason I made that order was in the hopes that we would avoid where we are today, a delay, another delay, okay? So if this happens again, that is what I will do. I will grant that part of her motion. I will impose that sanction, and I will forbid DPW from essentially putting evidence in support of its defenses from the procurement record, period. Do you understand that?
Certainly.
Okay, so I gave you, I'm trying to think, it was about a week, right?
What was the 20th.
All right, so you have the 20th, that's, I gave the decision yesterday. That still leaves you 6 days.
If I could note for the record.
Yes.
Yesterday, DPW delivered 8 CDs to Ms. Ariola's office. I received
Did you get stamp receipts?
Yes.
Good. That's the other issue. All right.
And I received them late in the day. It's my intention to go through them and double check and make sure that absolutely everything is included.
Please do. And then finally, I know that, just so you know, Ms. Ariola, there was a packet. I'm going to say the packet was about this big or so, which they claim to be privileged documents. Okay. I'm not expecting you to hand over exact copies of what you claim to be privileged, but I do expect you to provide Ms. Ariola a log of what those, just a brief description of what those documents are. Okay?
Sure.
It's your privileged log. That's all. That's standard procedure. We do that in Superior Court as well.
May I just say that yesterday I received 8 CDs in response to our Sunshine Act request, our most recent Sunshine Act request. It was not delivered to me as the procurement record. So it is the statement today that what I received as responses to my Sunshine Act request constitutes the procurement record?
Let me, because my opinion addressed that as well.
It includes the procurement record.
No. I'm going to make it very clear. This is not a response to Sunshine Act request. Okay,
no,
it's a separate case, and you still have 6 days to provide those copies on CD to Ms. Ariel, period.
Understood.
Okay. Or, and I don't care what you gave her in the Sunshine Act request, the hammer will fall. I'll just put it to you that way, in the form of sanctions. All right? If that's not done. Or if we have to take up this issue yet again. Now, the formal hearing in this matter, we're going to schedule for January the 8th, starting at 9 a.m. Okay? Does anybody have any problems with that date?
What was that date again?
January the 8th. And that's a date Ms. Ariola had stated in the last hearing. That's the earliest that she could be available. All right? So, Ms. Ariel, how long do you think it'll take you to present your case? I know it's difficult because you don't have the complete record.
Well, you know, let me just say that I gave the date of January 8th because I did not realize the volume of and the amount of material that was going to be provided.
It's huge, let me tell you.
I'm just getting that sense now just from looking at the CDs I saw yesterday. And honestly, I really don't believe that I can take a look at all of those documents before January 8th. They're huge. It's a huge amount of documents. I understand the OPA's concern about the fact that there is another case pending with the Simon Sanchez.
Dealt with that.
We've dealt with that. We're moving forward regardless.
Okay.
Yeah, so your case does not hinge on the other case.
Okay, so let me just say that I still don't believe that I have enough time to go forward and to review all of those documents before January 8th. What's going to happen is, my understanding is today, for the purpose of today's hearing, is we're going to have a new scheduling hearing. Hopefully I can get a chance to file an amended exhibit.
I set that forth in my and you will have that opportunity.
And so basically, if I don't get the procurement record until December 20th, I'm looking at about 2 weeks with two holidays in between to review thousands of pages of documents. I'm not sure that I can do that. And in fairness to my client, I don't think that's fair. And that certainly wasn't, you know, our fault. If I had had the procurement back in October 31st.
So how, because, how long do you think it'll take you to realistically go through that record?
I think it will take me at least until the third week of January.
Oh my gosh.
How about the second week of January?
And then with the hearing, when?
Do you think we can do it the second week of the third week of January?
The 15th? Just moving it back one week?
No, basically, the deadline's to, it'd be nice to also give her some time to file the amended, she probably will have to file amended with this, maybe an amended exhibit list. Probably amend her hearing brief. So anticipate these are materials that she likely would not have at this time. We can have it, let me see.
I can't do it on the 22nd.
Okay, 29th, in that week.
Here's my problem. I'm leaving. So if we do this on the 29th, I'm leaving this week for New Zealand. And then I'm gonna be gone this week, I'll leave. And then that means I'm gonna be back, until, so if we have this on the 29th.
You're not gonna be here in New Zealand.
Exactly, yeah.
Perhaps the first week or.
If you did it on the 22nd, and we assume, well, let me ask you this, if you did it on the 22nd, and we finished on the 26th, you're gonna usually ask for those, like, information, right?
Well, it's gonna take me a while to go through this, right, cause you might set some out.
We'll go ahead and deal with that because I'm going to be gone. So if she finishes that, we need 2 weeks to give to her. She's only starting on the 29th.
While you're considering the schedule, can I just say that I'm going to be off right on the 26th through the 30th?
26 to the 30th.
Yes.
I thought you were supposed to be doing all this, going through the documents.
I'm going to try.
How about if we start on the 22nd?
It's going to take at least 2 or 3 days for us to put on our case. So you're saying maybe do that week. And if we have to stop, then we can continue the following week.
No, we can't.
Go ahead. So, would you be able to finish before you left?
Finish up my part of the case?
The entire, in other words, how many days do the two parties figure the hearing will take?
Her case in chief is 3 days. Mr. Keeler, how long do you think it'll take your case?
Probably 2 days.
Yeah,
so I need a whole week?
We would probably need a whole week.
We're looking at the 5th.
On March 5th?
Yeah.
Are you available on March 5th?
March.
And the week of March 5th?
Yes.
Okay. So the whole week of March 5th through the 9th.
Yes, I'm free that whole week and the following week.
Okay.
Let's hope we don't have to go to the following week.
All right. So, Mr. Keeler, are you going to be here March the 5th?
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So, not February. We're talking February 5th or March 5th?
I'm sorry. What are we talking about?
Not March.
We said February 5th. I apologize.
Okay.
February 5th. Because you said you're returning on the 30th?
30th.
Of January?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so March 5th. Excuse me. February
5th.
At 9 a.m.?
February 5th at 9 a.m. Our apologies.
Okay.
I am free that week.
All right, I'm going to draft a revised scheduling order. That will have revised filing dates for both parties. Okay. You may file your amended, your first amended hearing brief, so on and so forth, witness list. Okay. Are there any other issues I need to take up at this time? time. I know that we still have the two pending motions. I'm going to be issuing decisions on them probably this week. Okay. I just worked on the motion for sanctions because that's the one that really would have affected schedule as it's done here. Okay. No other issues?
None.
All right. So anything else? So we're off the record at
10:15.
10:15.
We're off the record at 10:15.